to a toy shop on Maryhill Road in the west end of Glasgow. It was called Joe's Toy Shop, and we were taken there on the pretext of labelling mini plastic versions of the European Cup, which celebrated Celtic being the first British winner of that tournament. It was our task to put the words on tiny paper stickers on the cups. Talbot asked me to go into the back of the shop and get a box of the mini cups. He followed me into the storeroom. I turned around and saw that he had taken his penis out. He grabbed my neck and tried to force me to give him oral sex. When I got out of his grasp, I left. I remember walking all through the night. It took me hours to get home. I was only 14. Following this incident, Woods missed a couple of training sessions. Shortly after that, Talbot's attitude toward him completely changed. Talbot took me aside one evening after Thursday training. He said, "Our friendship is over," and informed me I should not come back to the boys' club. To the young hopeful, it was devastating news. It was the end of my dream, and I was distraught. Years later, he discovered what he understands to be the reason Talbot dismissed him from the club. After the incident in the toy shop, he had written an anguished letter to Talbot, but he didn't send it. His father found the letter at their home, quizzed his son about what had been going on, and finally decided to inform Jock Steen, the club's manager, directly about his concerns. Wood's mother told him about the letter in November 1998. "About a week before my mother died, I was with her at her home just outside Colchester," Woods recalled. "Jim Talbot was in the news because his first trial was being held in Scotland. She told me that back in 1968, Dad had found my letter to Talbot. She recalled that I wrote, 'Stop hurting me.' Dad told her he put it in an envelope and posted it to Celtic Park, care of Jock Steen." Woods now suspects that someone saw the letter and told Talbot. Talbot wanted me out of the club without any proper explanation. Although the letter has never been recovered and there is no proof that it reached Steen, Woods wants this episode to form part of his evidence in the civil case. What is clear is that Talbot continued abusing young players after Gordon Woods left the boys' club.